Now you can feel like you're in the audience at the Ed Sullivan Theater with official Late Show with Stephen Colbert merchandise at ParamountShop.com. Shop t-shirts, mugs, accessories, and more. And Late Show Poncho listeners can take 20% off with code TLS20. That's 20% off at checkout on all Late Show products with code TLS20 at ParamountShop.com.
Rise and shine, football fans. Start your day the right way with Morning Footy, a podcast that covers every aspect of the global game, headlines, match previews, analysis, interviews, culture, fashion, and plenty of banter. Join as we track the thrills and spills of Europe's biggest title races, the business end of the Champions League season, a summer packed with international competitions, MLS, NWSL, and much more. Subscribe to Morning Footy.
The Late Show Poncho with Stephen Colbert.
My next guest is a writer, director, and one-fifth of the Broken Lizard comedy troupe behind Super Troopers and Beer Fest. He now stars in their new movie, Quasi.
Are we really doing this again in my country?
They're all my countries.
The only reason you're here is so you can horn in on her coronation.
And you're only coronating because you don't have the sack to rule this country without your new wife's big army.
Please, gentlemen, let's enjoy the feast.
Why don't you take your papal supremacy and shove it up your funny f***ing hat?
I will not sit here and let you take pot shots at my hat!
Bring it on, bitch!
Did you hear the one about the peanuts who were walking down the street?
Stand aside, Kusman!
I've got a small thing!
Please welcome back to The Late Show, Jay Chandrasekhar. Welcome back.
Thank you.
How you been?
Happy to be here. So good.
Yeah?
So good.
Yeah, I'll fix that. Now,
okay.
The new movie, Quasi,
yeah.
Obviously, as I said, you know, the Super Trooper movies, Beer Fest. This one's a period film. Why period for you guys?
Well, we were a sketch group to start.
Yeah, yeah.
And so,
how many years now?
I mean, we met when we were 19. We started the group when I was 21. So, four.
Four years.
No, it's been a while. It's been like 30 years.
Wow.
So, yeah.
That's nice.
Wow, it's incredible. I mean, you know, we always thought we would sort of be Monty Python, you know, make movies like that. And so we were doing a lot of sketches. We were wearing wigs and dresses and all these things. And my friend Steve Lemmy was working at the HMV record store back when they had records. Mm-hmm. And there was a guy in the jazz section who spoke out of the side of his mouth. And he'd go, "Another lonely weekend in New York City." And Steve would come back and do that imitation. Then we would do the imitation. And then we were like, let's make a character like that. And then we're like, how can we make him sadder? Let's make him a hunchback. Right? So then he was a hunchback. We're like, well, the hunchback lived in, you know, in 16th century France. So we need a king. We need a pope. And eventually we made this political thriller around.
Wait, are you telling me that this movie you're making, which is your eighth movie, is from 30 years ago?
We wrote it. This is one of our oldest scripts. Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, we made Super Troopers, which is much more real. And afterwards, you know, we'd have a success. And the studio would be like, what else do you want to make? And we'd be like, how about this Quasi? And they'd be like... What else you got?
And Super Troopers.
Right. But eventually, Fox Searchlight, which makes a lot of sort of period pieces, yes. They read it and they said, this is right up our alley.
We already have the wardrobes.
That's right.
There is a familiar voice narrating this film. At the beginning and the end, it's Brian Cox.
Yeah.
Who many people now know as Logan Roy from Succession. You work with him in the Super Trooper films. Does he drop as many F-bombs on set as he does as Logan on Succession?
Well, look, we call him Coxie. But Brian Cox, you know, we always like to put a really good actor in our movies so that we kind of look kind of okay, but next to him, you know?
Yeah.
He kind of brings us all up. And Brian saw, like, we have a very insult style of friendship. We make fun of each other. It's called the House of Pain, right? We're always making jokes about each other. Yeah. And Brian came in, and he saw that, and he kind of wanted to fit in. And he would just hit us with insults that you're like, that's a little too far, right? That's a little too far.
I don't get the joke, Brian.
I don't know. But, you know, we made Super Troopers 2, and we're going to make number 3. And, you know, he's going to be in it.
You are going to make number 3?
Yeah, we've written
when
it.
When is that happening?
Yeah. You know, we're gonna shoot that next.
All right.
Yeah. You grow a mustache, you can hop on the board, you know?
I got all the time in the world.
Okay.
So you directed a film called Easter Sunday with a comedian
Joe Coy.
And my understanding, one of the producing partners of this was Steven Spielberg and his organization, and that you as a director got a note from Steven Spielberg. Two things. One is, how does it feel to get a note from Steven Spielberg as a director, and what was the note?
Well, this is Joe Coy's first movie. He's a huge comic. He sells out stadiums, but it was his first movie, right? So, and Mr. Spielberg is the boss of the movie. He's the executive producer. And so on the first day, Joe is feeling a little insecure, because the first day he's really going to act. And he goes, do you mind if I wear my Dodger hat? Because it makes me feel a little more centered. And I'm like, yeah, sure, no problem. So we shoot this really funny scene. Joe's got the Dodger hat on. And the dailies go down to Burbank. And I get a call from the head of Amblin. And she says, Steven really likes the scene, but he has one note for you. And I said, what's that? He goes, movie stars don't wear hats. And I was like, oh, okay. So then I go to Joe Coy. I'm like, hey, pal, we got a note from Mr. Spielberg. It says movie stars don't wear hats. And he goes, what about Indiana Jones? And I'm like, yeah, I mean, I guess I could go argue with Mr. Spielberg. Or you could take the hat off in the next scene. And he goes, yeah, let's take the hat off. So
did you have to reshoot that scene?
No, we did not.
Just wanted to
But nobody wore a hat after that.
Yeah?
I didn't even wear a hat. Nobody's wearing hats.
The next note's going to be, movie stars don't wear pants. He's just seeing how far he can push
Whatever
you.
Whatever he says, I'll do it. I'm in. That's fine.
Now, the thing, I understand that you enjoy adrenaline. You heli-ski, so, which means you go up into, like, backwoods, like, backcountry, in a helicopter, jump out of it, and ski down a wild mountain. This sounds dangerous, and why do you enjoy this?
I think I do it because I grew up in, like, lily white Chicago in the 70s. And I was the only Indian kid around, and I was also the fastest kid in the neighborhood. And the
fastest?
Fastest kid in my high school. And so I was like, that got me a lot of currency. And so, you know, there's a lot of opinions, hey, Indians don't ski. And I'm like, you watch me. And so I learned how to ski. Mm-hmm. And then I'm like, what's the most advanced version of that? And so I went heli-skiing, and I got all these notes on my Instagram, like, I didn't know Indians ski. I'm like, yeah, watch me, pal.
Wow. They got the Himalayas. Jay, thank you so much for being here. Quasi is available April 20th on Hulu. Jay Chandrasekhar, everybody.
Thank you for listening to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert. The Late Show will be back May 1st with all new episodes. If you're enjoying The Late Show Pod Show, leave us a 5-star review on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. For more exclusive Late Show content, follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, and subscribe to The Late Show on YouTube. Late Show Pod Show listeners can get 20% off on all Late Show with Stephen Colbert merchandise on ParamountShop.com. That's 20% off at checkout on all Late Show shirts, mugs, accessories, and more with code TLS20 at ParamountShop.com.
Jon Stewart is back at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. Listen to The Daily Show Ears Edition wherever you get your podcasts.